Okay, let's unpack this. You're looking at that plug socket. Maybe it's, I don't know, just a few inches off.
Yeah, or it's just ruining the look of the room, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And that little voice pops into your head. Could I just nudge that over a bit? It seems simple, right? A quick job. Well, maybe hold that thought. Because today, on the deep dive, we're digging into why moving a plug socket yourself in the UK, well, it could land you in a whole heap of trouble.
Yeah, legally and safely. We're basing this on some really good insights from RCD Electrical, their contractors up in North London.
Right. And the short version. Generally, probably a bad idea to DIY this one. Let's explore why.
That temptation is really understandable, though. You think, oh, it's just moving it slightly.
Hmm.
But, when it comes to electrics in the UK, even something that seems small, like moving a socket, it has some pretty serious strings attached.
Okay.
So our goal here is just to give you the essential info, help you avoid potential fines, definitely dangerous situations, and those expensive headaches later on.
Think of it as the crucial heads up you need before you reach for the screwdriver.
Exactly.
And RCD Electrical, they deal with this stuff constantly in North London, right? So their perspective on the actual UK regulations day to day, that's gold.
Absolutely. Real world experience.
So when we talk about moving a plug socket, what does that really mean? It's not just wiggling it over an inch, is it?
No, not at all. Moving a socket means either physically relocating the existing outlet itself,
Okay.
or maybe extending the wiring from it to create a new socket nearby.
Right.
And that immediately takes you beyond just like simple home maintenance. You're now altering your property's fixed electrical system.
Gotcha. So it's definitely more involved than changing a lampshade, say.
Oh, absolutely. Much more.
Right. And RCD Electrical points out that the complexity, well, it can really vary, can't it? What are the big things that turn this seemingly simple idea into a major project?
There are quite a few things, actually. First off, how far are you planning to move it? Shifting it just a few centimeters might only need a short wire extension, maybe. But moving it right across the room,
Yeah.
well, that could mean running entirely new cables. And you might have to chase those into walls or lift floorboards. That's a much, much bigger job.
Okay, suddenly sounds less like a 10-minute fix.
Exactly. And then there's the location itself. A socket in a standard living room wall has different rules than one in a kitchen or a bathroom.
Ah, right. Kitchens and bathrooms have special requirements, don't they?
They do, and outdoors too.
Hmm.
Those areas often need specialized sockets, different wiring methods because of moisture and safety.
Okay, what else?
Circuit capacity. That's a critical one. You need to be absolutely sure the existing electrical circuit can actually handle the load from the moved socket or this new one.
You mean so it doesn't overload?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Imagine plugging in, say, a powerful heater and tripping the whole circuit breaker. Or worse, creating a hidden fire risk because the wiring can't cope. An electrician checks this.
So you can't just keep adding sockets onto the same old wire indefinitely.
Definitely not. And finally, the actual structure of your building matters. If you start cutting into walls or floors to run wires,
Yeah.
you really need to know what's behind there. You could hit structural supports or,
Yeah.
hidden pipes, other cables.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, causing all sorts of extra damage and costs. So as you can see, it's definitely not just a simple unscrew and rescrew job.
No, definitely sounds like there are layers here.
Oh.
Which brings us neatly to the legal side. RCD Electrical's article keeps mentioning Part P of the building regulations. What's the deal with that?
Right, Part P. It's the crucial bit of UK law, specifically for electrical installations in homes, dwellings, as they call them.
Okay. And its purpose.
Its main goal is safety. Making sure all electrical work is done properly meets a consistent national standard, to prevent shocks and fires.
Right.
Now, here's the absolute key point from RCD Electrical's advice regarding moving sockets. It is classified as notifiable work under Part P.
Notifiable work. Okay, that sounds important. And probably not good news for DIYers. What does that actually mean if I want to move a socket?
It means the work legally has to be done in one of two ways. Either by a competent person, that's someone registered with a government-approved scheme.
Like NICE EIC. I've heard of them.
Exactly. NICE EIC or Alexa are the big ones. These are registers of qualified electricians who've proven they can work safely and meet the standards.
Okay, so that's option one. What's option two?
Option two is if someone who isn't registered does the work, and that includes you doing it yourself, it must be inspected and certified afterwards by your local authority's building control department.
Wow. So even if I've watched like 100 YouTube tutorials and feel pretty confident, legally, I can't just crack on and move that socket myself, not without getting a registered electrician or the council involved?
That's the absolute crux of it, yes.
Yeah.
If you move a socket yourself and you're not on one of those schemes and you don't get building control sign off,
uh-huh.
Well, you're breaking the Part P regulations.
And there are consequences, I assume.
Oh, yes. There can be some pretty serious consequences.
Like what? Are we talking fines?
Yes, definitely. Local authorities can issue fines for non-compliant electrical work. But it can go further than just fines.
How so?
Well, think about your home insurance. If there is an electrical fault later on, maybe even a fire, and it traces back to that socket you moved.
Oh.
If the work wasn't done according to Part P, your insurance company could potentially refuse to pay out. Imagine the cost of that.
Gosh, yeah. That's a really sobering thought. Invalid insurance.
It is. And RCD Electrical also brings up another big one. Selling your house.
Ah, right. Like conveyancing searches and all that?
Exactly. When you sell, buyer solicitors often ask for certificates for any electrical work done. If you move that socket and can't provide the Part P certificate...
it causes problems.
Big problems.
Yeah.
Raises red flags, can delay the sale, maybe even force you to pay to get the work properly inspected and certified before the sale can complete.
So even if someone feels they have some electrical knowledge, the legal hoops, the notification requirement... it basically makes DIY, without registration or building control approval, a really, really risky path.
It really does. Legally, it's just not straightforward for a DIYer.
Okay, the legal side seems pretty clear-cut then. Avoid DIY. But let's put the regulations aside for just a second. What are the actual physical dangers if someone who isn't a trained electrician tries this? RCD Electrical mentioned safety, too, didn't they?
Absolutely. And the safety risks are significant. They range from... you know, immediate danger right there and then
yeah.
to problems that might only show up later.
Like what? What's the most immediate risk?
Electrical shock. That's the big one. Working with live wires is inherently dangerous if you don't know exactly what you're doing.
Mm.
Without the right training, the right safety procedures like properly isolating the circuit at the fuse box, and crucially, using a proper voltage tester to confirm the power's off.
Yeah.
You could easily get a severe shock, potentially fatal.
That is terrifying just thinking about it.
It is. And then there's the very real risk of fire. Incorrect wiring is a major cause of house fires.
How does that happen?
Things like loose connections, maybe using the wrong type or size of cable for the load, or not protecting the cables properly where they run. All these can cause overheating.
And overheating leads to?
Electrical fires.
Yeah.
Which puts your home, your family, everything in serious danger. Simple mistakes can also just damage your wider electrical system, leading to expensive repairs later.
And we already mentioned the legal and insurance nightmares if something goes wrong because of non-compliant work.
Exactly. They all tie together.
And it's not just about the wires themselves, is it? You mentioned cutting into walls earlier.
That's right. If you need to drill or cut into walls or floors to run the new cables, you absolutely need to know what's behind the plasterboard or under the floorboards. Because you could accidentally drill straight into a water pipe. Or worse, a gas line. Or you could hit other electrical cables, causing more damage, maybe even short circuits. It can lead to flooding, gas leaks, major repair bills. Understanding the building's structure is vital to avoid weakening it or hitting hidden utilities.
So the dangers are really multifaceted. It's not just about getting a shock.
Not at all. It's shocks, fires, property damage, legal issues.
Okay. This all really hammers home why it's probably best to get a professional involved, doesn't it?
It does.
RCD Electrical lays out a pretty strong case for hiring a qualified electrician. What are the main plus points they highlight?
Well, the advantages are considerable. Firstly, and most obviously, they have the actual expertise and the necessary certifications.
The qualifications.
Yes. They've done extensive training, often holding qualifications like an NVQ Level 3 in electrical installation. And crucially, they're registered with those competent person schemes we talked about, like NECID.
Right.
Which means they have a deep understanding of electrical systems, safety protocols, and all the current regulations like Part P.
So basically, they actually know what they're doing. Which sounds obvious, but it's pretty vital here.
It is. And because they're registered, they can legally do the notifiable work, like moving a socket, and issue that vital certificate of compliance. That's your proof it meets the standards.
Okay. And safety.
Safety is paramount for them.
Yeah.
Qualified electricians use the correct tools, proper voltage testers, insulated tools, and they follow strict safety procedures, like always isolating circuits properly before they start work. That drastically reduces the risk of accidents.
That peace of mind has to be worth something, especially when dealing with electricity in your own home.
Absolutely. And you also get quality workmanship. A good electrician will assess your existing setup first, make sure the new socket is compatible, that the circuit can handle it, and install it correctly.
Avoiding those bad connections or overloading issues.
Exactly. Things that could cause problems down the line. Plus, reputable electricians will have liability insurance, and they usually offer guarantees or warranties on their work.
Right, so you have some comeback if there's an issue.
Precisely. It gives you extra protection and peace of mind.
Now, what about that temptation, you know, to maybe call in a handyman? RCD Electrical mentions this too. It might seem like a cheaper option for what looks like a small job on the surface.
Ah, yes, the handyman question. It's a common thought, isn't it? Maybe Dave down the road can do it cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's easy to see why people consider it. But, as RCD Electrical rightly points out, the vast majority of handymen are simply not qualified or registered to carry out notifiable electrical work.
So even if they're great at putting up shelves or fixing a leaky tap,
it doesn't mean they have the specific electrical knowledge, training, and crucially, the certifications needed for this kind of job.
Right. So even if the handyman says, yeah, I can move that socket for you, it doesn't automatically mean they should or even legally can.
Exactly that. Letting an unqualified handyman do this type of electrical work carries basically all the same safety risks and legal problems as doing it yourself.
Because they won't be registered.
Likely not. They won't be part of a competent person scheme, like INCAC, which means the work won't be legally compliant with Part P. You won't get that certificate.
So while the initial quote might seem lower,
you could end up facing fines later, or having insurance issues, or problems selling your house. It's just false economy.
So the advice is pretty clear then.
Yeah, RCD Electrical strongly advises. Always, always check qualifications and registration if you're even thinking about using a handyman for any electrical work beyond changing a light bulb, basically. For moving sockets, a qualified registered electrician is really the only safe and compliant choice.
Okay, so if I do the sensible thing and decide to hire a qualified electrician, someone like RCD Electrical perhaps, what does the process usually look like? How do they actually go about moving a plug socket?
Well, RCD Electrical outlines a fairly standard approach. It generally starts with an assessment.
Okay.
The electrician comes out, takes a look at your current electrical system, talks to you about exactly where you want the new socket to go, and checks out the wall structure, things like that.
Makes sense. Assess the situation first.
Then they move on to planning. They'll figure out the best route for any new cables needed one that complies with regulations and causes the least disruption to your home decor.
Right. Minimizing chasing out walls if possible, I guess.
Exactly. Once they have a plan, the next crucial step is isolating the power. They'll switch off the relevant circuit breaker at your consumer unit, your fuse box.
And they check it's off.
Absolutely. They'll use a proper voltage tester to double and triple check that the circuit they're working on is definitely dead and safe. Safety first, always.
Good. Then what?
Then they get on with the physical installation. Fitting the new back box, running the cables, connecting everything up securely inside the new socket.
Okay.
Making sure all connections are tight and correct. Mm-hmm. Finally, once it's all installed, they'll restore the power and test the new socket thoroughly. Check it works, check the polarity, earth continuity, all the required tests.
And the paperwork.
And importantly, for notifiable work like this, they will issue you with an electrical installation certificate or a minor work certificate, which confirms the job complies with BS 7671, the wiring regulations, and Part P. That's your proof.
Gotcha. And RCD Electrical themselves, since they provided the basis for this chat, they sound like a solid choice, especially for people in North London.
Yes. Based on what they say, absolutely. They specifically highlight their INCEC registration, which is a key indicator of competence and adherence to safety standards.
Right. That 9CEC logo is one to look for.
Definitely. They talk about their team's expertise, reliability, and their strong commitment to safety for homeowners in that North London area. They also mention understanding the quirks of different property types there, including older houses, which can have more challenging electrical setups.
Okay. And any specific advantages they point out about their service?
They mention things like transparent pricing, giving clear quotes up front so there are no nasty surprises. Also, aiming for quick response times, which is always good. And of course, guaranteeing full compliance with Part P and providing all the necessary certificates. They also stress their focus on customer satisfaction and that they handle a whole range of electrical work, not just moving sockets.
So they could be a good contact for other electrical jobs, too.
Potentially, yes.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this all up then. After digging into all this information, primarily from that RCD electrical article, what is the final straight answer to our big question? Can I move a plug socket myself in the UK?
Well, weighing up the legal side and the safety side, the answer is generally no. It's really not advisable.
Because it's notifiable work.
Exactly. Because moving a socket falls under Part P as notifiable work, it legally requires either a registered competent electrician to do it, or you need to involve local authority building control for inspection and sign-off.
And trying to bypass that.
Or trying to do it yourself without being qualified and registered or without getting building control involved carries significant legal risks, potential fines, insurance problems, and most importantly, serious safety hazards like shock and fire.
So the clear recommendation is...
hire a qualified, registered electrician. It's the safe, compliant, and ultimately the responsible way to get the job done.
Okay, that is a pretty definitive conclusion. So for anyone listening, particularly if you happen to be in North London, RCD Electrical sounds like a reputable company to consider.
Based on their credentials, yes.
But wherever you are in the UK, the key message is universal. Find a qualified, registered electrician for this kind of electrical work. Don't risk doing it yourself.
Absolutely. Prioritize your safety and make sure the work is compliant. It's an investment, really, that protects you, your property, and gives you peace of mind in the long run.
Definitely. So thinking about all this, you know, the regulations, the hidden dangers in what seems like a simple job, it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other home maintenance tasks, things that maybe look easy on the surface, might actually have hidden legal rules or safety risks that we really ought to check out before we even think about tackling them ourselves?
Yeah.
Certainly makes you pause for thought.